For nearly 7 weeks, Tim and I have been here and alone. We've been here all alone, so this is what it looks like behind the scenes. We appreciate our studio audience today. All of our churches have been transformed into sacred theaters using today's technology to continue to deepen our faith. And I mentioned last night, I'm kind of nervous now with people in front of me once again. So let us get used to you, and you can get used to us, all right? Welcome back. Welcome back. Our Lord said in today's gospel, "If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you there, so that where I am, you also may be." On this first weekend back, our Lord makes a promise that he has prepared a place for us, that he will take us to that place, and he can do so because he is the way, the truth, and the life. I cannot think of a better gospel for our return Sunday. On this fifth Sunday of Easter, Mother's Day, and what would have been our confirmation weekend. A beautiful gospel. Is there a better comfort or joy for a human being than to know that there is a place for me in the next life prepared for me by our Lord? And that place prepared for us is made known to us by this place here on earth, our parish, which participates in the life of the church. That's why we love this place, because it's a sacred place. It's our parish. It's our heaven on earth. We know that in this journey of life, we need to move to our Lord's place. But first, we go through that journey of life in this place. And we know what it's like now to lose it. Since March 19th, a lot has happened. A lot has happened in your lives. A lot has happened and a lot has changed in my life. We've experienced a lot of emotions, challenges, inner struggles, and a lot of grace. In all that we didn't do since March 19th, we all have lifelong memories, ironically, of what did happen. Since March 19th, we've experienced what it's like to lose our church, what it's like to not be able to go to church, what it's like not to have the Eucharist available, what it's like to wonder if the church will make it continue. Think of how our Lord thought about that. It's a possibility that was thought to be unimaginable. But now, with God's grace, we're coming back home. And we're grateful for this. We're grateful because this place gives us belief. That's why we belong here. In the last year, I had a conversation with a man who said he doesn't belong to a parish because he doesn't believe. I said, that's why you need to belong to a parish. We don't belong here because we believe. We believe because we belong here. Do you think our Lord had all these people running around in the world that believed and needed a place to go, so he established the church, the parishes? No, our Lord had all these people running around who needed to believe, and so he gave them a place to belong. We believe because we belong here. And after our absence, I think we believe that now more than ever. In this Easter season, we know how the Holy Spirit is so important in the readings at this time of year. We've been listening to the Acts of the Apostles, and a central theme of the Acts of the Apostles is what the Holy Spirit can do. And a couple of things that the Holy Spirit does powerfully is the Holy Spirit gives courage to people when they need it. And the Holy Spirit overcomes obstacles when we encounter them. So as your pastor, after all we've been through, I offer this Mass for the people, pro populo, in gratitude for this weekend. All you've done to overcome these recent obstacles of faith, family, and work need to be recognized, and I commend you for your courage. We can be bitter, or this all can make us better. And so as we come back, let's pray that we get back to belonging here and believing, so that we may prepare for that place our Lord has prepared for us. Welcome home.